time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Men who would be fired with enthusiasm, except that whatever they do, they can't be fired. As our story opens, we go as usual to the General Assistance Department, where we find our ministry men seriously concerned about a personal problem.
It looks very droopy, one.
I can't think what possessed you to buy it in that condition. Surely it wasn't the only cactus in the shop.
The only one under 2 shillings.
2 shillings? Was that all you found in the petty cash?
Well, that plus 4 IOUs and a lapel button saying, make love, not war. How does the cactus look to you now it's in place, one?
Like a small green maggot with a nasty case of whooping cough. You'd better get it some fertilizer, too.
Good idea. I'll nip down to Horse Guards Parade. Can I borrow your teaspoon?
No, certainly not. I meant a little bottle of... Yes, well, on second thoughts, don't bother. Shouldn't think it'll survive the day anyway. And it's time we thought about work.
Work? But it's only Monday.
Nevertheless, I understand Sir Justin Burke is very impatient about this invention business.
Invention business? Oh, I remember. We had to nominate a British invention for the government to boast about.
Yes, for National Science Week.
But I thought we sent him suggestions a month ago.
And he's rejected them all, too. Says we've been taken in by a lot of cranks.
Cranks?
Yes.
What about that scientist with the marvellous new navigational aid?
He's ill from starvation and exposure, apparently. Got lost in the middle of Wimbledon Common.
Well, there were other things. That car that needed no petrol had its back wheels higher than the front, so it ran downhill all the time.
Too dangerous.
Oh, he is hard to please. What about that machine, the one that could replace coal? That worked.
Well, it worked all right, but it needs too much coal to run it.
Here's Mildred with our elevenses.
No, Mr. Lamb, it's your 11:45. You add your 11:45 at 10:30.
Have you heard of any new inventions lately, Mildred?
New inventions?
Yes.
Let's see.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah. Earwigs.
Earwigs?
For people with bald ear holes.
Oh, Mildred, please.
I'm sorry, sir. I got that with a Christmas cracker. Oh! Someone's left a gherkin in our plant pot.
It's not a gherkin, Mildred. It's a rare floral display organized by Greenfinger's lamb here.
Do what?
It's a cactus I bought. Only there wasn't much money, so it's not a very good one.
Well, you're right there, Mr. Lamb. It looks like an inch and a half of airy cabbage.
Any calls this morning, Mildred?
Oh, yes, sir. Sir Joshua Burke's office rang.
Sir Jason Burke, Mildred.
Oh, I don't know. It was Sam Burke. Anyway, he's calling here this afternoon, and he must have